Wow.
I overdid my expectations, actually. And then I'm kind of cheering there in the cockpit. And then I'm aware of there's somebody just pulled up on my wing. And I looked over here, and it was Johnny England from the 62nd Squadron. And he was had his mask off. He was grinning like a monkey. And he went made some kind of gesture, sort of like this. And then he pulled away and got in his flight, and we went on home. Took the B-17 out, then went home. When I got home, in our intelligence debrief, I asked my wingman and all that. I said, "Did you see me shoot that guy down?" He said, "You know, I was out of position, and you know they had two others we were trying to knock out too, and I didn't really see it." Oh Christ! And all the way home, I convinced myself that I probably did not shoot that guy down, that Johnny England came in here and shot it down behind me and pulled up on my wing. I don't think that was very sportsmanlike, but I guess the war was on. And anything goes. I knew it was a lucky shot, so I didn't make a claim. I filled it out, but I told him to hold it. I have to talk to somebody. So now I'm going over to the officers' club, and I'm going to look up John England and get his statement. And how am I going to do this, you know? Am I going to say, "Hey, you jerk, did you shoot that thing down out from under me?" And I don't know how to bring it up. So I go in the club. He's sitting at the bar, and he sees me, and he comes running over to me, and he says, "Andy," he says, "that was the greatest shot I ever saw. You got that sucker out there at about 60 degrees angle off." I said, "Oh, Johnny, you know, lucky shot."
Just a sort of tactical question in how you guys, the strategy. Did you expect wingmen to support the leaders, or was everybody free just to engage who they wanted, or did you expect your wingman to stay with you?
Wingman should stay with you, protect your rear while you're shooting.
So you didn't want them engaged with other targets?
No, not unless it was necessary, of course. But
So today we were out flying, Ray's leading, and we're out on the west side of the lake over here, or east side of the lake, and he says, "Look, there's a seaplane down there. We've got to go shoot." So all of us roll in sequence on the seaplane, which turns out to be Mark Baker, the head of AOPA. I did see the whites of his eyes. And we took that low, slow dude and just shot the heck out of him. How does someone get a quarter kill? That's a mystery, isn't it?
Well, a quarter kill, you share it with three other people, of course. You fly on a flight of four, so I shared it with my complete flight. It's a little bit of a long story. It tells you something about the Mustang, too. If you wanted to go, if you're going on a really, really long range flight and you wanted, and I personally wanted every drop of gas we had, we'd put 208-gallon drop tanks on, but each wing carried 92 gallons, and then you had 85-gallon tank behind you, right behind you. And what that 85-gallon tank did was made the airplane actually unstable, a full tank. A half a tank, the thing flew like a dream. So we were going to go back into Posen, Poland, I think the target was, on this particular mission. And I'm leading a flight of four, and we got this stream of bombers just as far as the eye could see, pulling contrails, very obvious. And we heard on the radio that there was some action up at the front of the column. So we head up that way. And sure enough, here's the bombers. They're coming in this long stream. And four ME-109s flying line abreast, beautiful formation, are making a head-on attack. They go through them, shot down two of them, and then they, in formation, rolled over, dived down, and then went to the front like they're going to go up and come around again. And we're back here chugging along trying to get up there, so we drop our tanks. I still have a full fuselage tank. And what that did, the full fuselage tank gave the airplane an FCG. And if you're pulling in a turn, you pull heavy, 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 and all of a sudden the stick gets lighter, 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 and now you end up pushing forward to keep the airplane from pitching up. We had dropped our tanks, of course, and I'd switched over to the fuselage tank. And so when they come around like that back, they get started their turn, we cut them off at the pass. And I single out one, and I got into a turning dogfight with him, you know, one right across, you're just looking right across at him, eyeball to eyeball, going around and around and around like this. Only I'm holding forward on the stick to control the airplane. And lots of top rudder, and I'm just staggering around on this turn. I'm just barely staying with him. We go around a couple of times, and we're in right in front of the B-17 column that's going along like this. And we're out here turning and turning and turning, and they're getting closer and closer and closer. So we're both trying to get on each other's tail, and I'm hoping we don't drift. The B-17s don't go right through us, but we're right in their line. And I'm hoping the German pilot thinks the same thing. And I'm hoping that he breaks down first. Whoever does that is going to be at a little bit of a disadvantage. So we come around on another turn like that, and pretty soon I can see the detail of the airplanes, the windshield and things like that, of the lead airplane. Oh, my God. The B-17s, if you pointed your nose at them, they shot at you. We accepted that. We knew that was the way it was. And so all of a sudden, the ME-109 sticks his nose down, and that gets me right on his tail. He's way ahead of me. He's going down like crazy. And this is a bright summer day, green, just green all over, about noon. And I can follow him, get down there, and he stretches out. And he comes around in a turn, like he's going to come back and go head on with me. So I'm sitting there thinking, oh, what am I going to do, get in a turning dogfight down here? Or no, if I don't do something, he's going to get a shot at me coming head on. I got a quick sight picture, head on, fired a long burst, and went by him. And my wingman came along here, and he says, you can't believe how you hit that guy. You hit him all over the front of the airplane. The cowling came off, the propeller broke, and the guy pulled up like this, just rolled over and bailed out, fell out of the airplane.